Welcome to the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. My name is Sean Coleman, your host here every day, your Grizzlies every day when it comes to the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. Hope you are having a terrific Tuesday. Grizzlies training camp is officially underway, and if there is a positive buzz that you feel about yourself, the NBA is back up and going. And obviously, there are plenty of different news stories going on from all across all the media days that were going on yesterday. But specifically, Grizzlies Media Day was an absolutely wonderful and positive experience. And you've come to the right place to give you all the great things that were talked about, said, discussed, and revealed from the Grizzlies on Media Day here on the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. In the first segment, we'll talk about what Taylor Jenkins and Zach Kleiman said in regards to the Grizzlies in their sessions during Media Day. The second and third segment, we'll get into what the players discuss. What specifically is each player working on going into the season? What is their perspective? Whether they've been here for over the past 2 years, whether they've been here before this Grizz next gen, or whether this is going to be a big year in terms of their development, all the many different perspectives from the players, we'll make sure to get into all those in the second and third segment of the show. I want to remind you, you can find Locked On Grizz on social media. You can find the show at Locked On Grizz on Twitter, myself at StatsSAC. You can find the podcast wherever it's available, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever it may be. That's where you will find the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. My name's Sean Coleman. Hope that you, if you're a new listener, welcome. If you've been a loyal listener for a while, thank you for being along for the ride. I'm a credentialed media member. Have been covering the Grizzlies now for over 3 years at Grizzly Bear Blues with a great crew over there. And again, your host here at Locked On Grizzlies. And I simply ask that when you listen to the show, listen, review, subscribe, let us know what you think of the show. Make Locked On Grizzlies your first listen of the day and let us know what you want to be discussed. We always want to make sure we are delivering content that is relevant to our listeners' preferences. Don't forget, we love being your first listen of the day here at Locked On Grizzlies, but make sure you checked out all the other great podcasts from the Locked On Podcast Network as your second or third listen of the day, including the Locked On NBA podcast, which is available every day via YouTube or your favorite podcast networks or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Make sure you listen to the Locked On NBA podcast for all the discussions about the big storylines that are coming from across the NBA in terms of media days. And the Grizzlies media day was no different. Obviously, the big story that was going on when it came to the Grizzlies media day was, of course, vaccinations. And that was the first thing that Zach Kleiman talked about. He discussed the fact that the Grizzlies are on their way to being in a good spot when it comes to vaccinations. While he obviously did not get into detail, as Zach Kleiman has made it clear he will not do when it comes to specifics of big storylines when it comes to the Grizzlies, he said that the Grizzlies are in a good spot and that they feel by opening night there should be no issue at all that should arise from vaccinations. For instance, it was later revealed that De'Anthony Melton was in the process of getting his vaccination taken care of. So in terms of vaccinations themselves and the Grizzlies being in the spot that they need to be for everyone to be available to meet NBA standards, whatever it may be, the Grizzlies are in a good spot. But when it comes to Zach Kleiman, as far as the Grizzlies go in terms of the big narratives, the big storylines that are going to be there for the Grizzlies leading up to the season, one of the big things, obviously, is the Jaren Jackson Jr. extension talks. Now, we saw Michael Porter Jr. be the latest significant pick or significant talent from the 2018 draft. We saw the news today that he has agreed to a max contract with the Denver Nuggets. And of course, that would put Jaren Jackson Jr., DeAndre Ayton, Mikal Bridges, and a few others as the marquee names that remain in place to sort out extensions with their respective teams. Now, obviously, again, while Zach Kleiman won't go into much detail about the specifics, he did mention that it remains clear there remains a great relationship between him and Jaren Jackson Jr. Jaren mentioned it specifically. He loves being here, loves the organization. There clearly is nothing but love between the organization and Jaren Jackson Jr. As far as an extension goes, it seems like it's going to be something that's going to work itself out in time. I will say that at the beginning of the offseason, many, including myself, felt there was a good chance that an extension would be agreed to this summer. I do feel there's a significantly less chance that that will occur in the coming weeks. Now, That's just speculation on my part. It easily could get done. But it does seem as if whatever the decision is, whether an extension gets done or not, both the Grizzlies and Jaren Jackson Jr. are perfectly fine going into this season and letting things work themselves out with the idea that both sides are committed to Jaren staying here long term. Ja mentioned it himself. He wants Jaren to be here long term. Jaren made it clear that he wants to be here long term. Zach Kleiman and Taylor Jenkins both said the same thing. So while nothing is officially done as of yet, and it may not get officially done in the coming weeks before the season starts, it's pretty clear that the team and Jaren both want to make this work out long term, and that an extension is still likely to get done at some point. The other major takeaways from Zach Kleiman's session was the fact that everybody seems to be in good health, and that's something I had mentioned on Twitter. One of the biggest positive aspects about this training camp is the fact that the Grizzlies are at full health, something that is a direct contrast from last year, but is a much more positive development for the Grizzlies. There had been a bit of concern with a hand injury to Dylan Brooks, who mentioned that he, in a practice session, had broke his wrist in two places, broke his hand slash wrist in two places. He's fine. He's going to be fully ready to go for training camp, so that certainly is positive news. The other thing that really stands out when it comes to the Grizzlies and being in place is that Zach Kleiman knows that this year, this is the transition period for the Grizzlies. This is where the Grizzlies are moving from the rebuild to wanting to get to the point of being a sustainable winner. And with that in mind, Zach Kleiman, without being asked directly, he brought this up himself, which I think was significant. He brought up the fact that while the Grizzlies are not going to put any time frames on any type of thing happening to when they're truly going to go forward or when they'll make big moves or whatever it may be, Zach Kleiman now knows that they're transitioning to a time where a sense of urgency is very important. If things come together and it makes sense for a move to be made, or it makes sense for the Grizzlies to clearly accelerate their intention of being a perennial playoff participant and eventual contender, they will make that step if they need to without hesitation. We've seen the moves that Zach Kleiman has made throughout his tenure as general manager. He is not afraid to make moves, and he's not afraid to move players who are certainly beloved in this culture, but it needs to be done. It's a necessity for the Grizzlies to make these type of moves to take that next step to support John Jaren as a core. So when it comes to the Grizzlies going into this season, while obviously they're betting on their young core, they're wanting to take the opportunity once again to truly see who makes sense to be a part of this future with the Grizzlies now and who makes sense to potentially be used for upgrades in the future, Zach Kleiman is in the mode to where, while he's going to naturally let things develop on the court with this young core, he is fully aware and fully prepared to make the necessary moves at any time that they need to be made. If the timing is right, if the target is right, the Grizzlies will make the move to upgrade this roster to become the sustainable winner they know they need to be here in the near future. So plenty to take away from Zach Kleiman's segment of Media Day. But the other thing that stood out when it came to Taylor Jenkins is that he talked about obviously more of the on-the-court stuff. Obviously being asked about the relation, how the replacement of Steven Adams in place of Jonas could impact the Grizzlies' style of play. He said the style of play really wouldn't change, but their focus remains the same, both offensively and defensively. But obviously losing Jonas's offensive prowess, it's going to change things up. They're going to have to find a way to look to be consistent on offense without Jonas's contribution. As I had mentioned, what that could look like is more of a preference for finding high percentage looks from distance. The other thing that really stood out about Taylor Jenkins is that the starting lineup is something that's being discussed. It's likely not something that's going to be agreed upon until the hours before the opening game, and it's likely not something that's going to stick throughout the early part of the season. We may see different variations of the starting lineup, but a reason why you'll see different variations is one of the big things that Taylor Jenkins mentions as an asset for this team is depth remains good. Depth remains in place, and that's what allows Taylor Jenkins to potentially consider different looks when it comes to the starting lineup as well as different lineups in games. And then obviously the other big thing that Taylor Jenkins talked about was the relationship between Jaw and Jiren. And as I mentioned, that really is going to be the big key for this season, even above wins and losses, even above the development of the supporting cast. That relationship between Jaw and Jiren stands out as the biggest takeaway or the biggest thing to watch this year. Both players being in that most improved player conversation, the relationship between both of them to elevate each other's games, both of them remaining healthy, and both of them taking that next step in their individual games under the tutelage of Taylor Jenkins. That is one aspect of this season Taylor Jenkins is very excited and looking forward to being involved with. So both Zach Kleiman and Taylor Jenkins, another thing that both were asked about was how awesome it is that in seeing other situations around the NBA be less than ideal headed into training camp, both Taylor Jenkins and Zach Kleiman made sure to comment and compliment each other with how peaceful and harmonious and positive the experience of working with each other in Memphis is and how great of a situation they find themselves in with the roster here in Memphis. It certainly is a nice development given how other situations in the NBA have played out in the coming weeks, and is a real big boost that once again the Grizzlies will exceed expectations next season. But of course, that's from the leadership of the Grizzlies franchise, from the general manager and the head coach. What did the players have to say? We'll discuss that in just a moment. One of the things, though, that we do know that Zach Kleiman and Taylor Jenkins have both talked about is that when it comes to the Grizzlies, it's all about making sure that you're utilizing the parts of the roster in the best way you can to make the overall product run as good as it possibly can. Well, that's the same thing that when it comes to your car. You want to always make sure that the parts of your vehicle are working to the best of their ability so your car is performing as good as it can. Well, if you need to make upgrades or if you need to change parts, RockAuto.com is a great place to go to do just that. At RockAuto.com, you're likely going to find what you need, because regardless of the make and model or the part you're looking for, RockAuto.com is likely to have it. And regardless of your experience level, when it comes to getting the car repairs done, RockAuto.com is typically economically feasible. This is a family-owned business. They've been in business for over 20 years. They know that car parts typically fall out of budget, so they try to make things as cheap as possible or economically effective as possible for you to be able to get the car parts that you need. When you visit RockAuto.com, make sure you tell them that the Locked On Podcast Network sends you. RockAuto.com, amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the car parts that you will ever need. Visit RockAuto.com today. Obviously, we want to certainly mention to you that we're glad that the Locked On Grizzlies podcast is your first listen of the day. But make sure to also check out all the other great NBA shows that are out there. Want to know more about what's going on with the 76ers situation with Ben Simmons? Check out the Locked On 76ers podcast. Want to get a good idea of all the different things that were discussed when it comes to NBA media days? Every team has their own version of a Locked On podcast. All of them are available wherever your podcasts are available. So make sure if you want to know more about a specific team, make your second listen of the day that specific team's Locked On show, all a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Obviously, it was great to hear that Zach Kleiman and Taylor Jenkins were on the same page when it came to the franchise. Both are very excited to get to work with this young roster. Both are very excited with the potential that's out there for this young roster to make the most of their opportunities and for the third straight season to exceed expectations. But what did the players themselves say? And it was fun to see that Kyle Anderson was the first player that was available to speak after Zach Kleiman and Taylor Jenkins spoke, because Kyle Anderson has a unique perspective, a lot like Dylan Brooks does. But Kyle Anderson especially, he's been with another team. He's been with the Grizzlies before this regime came into place, and he's benefited from the success that this regime with Kleiman and Jenkins has created. And that's one thing that Kyle Anderson said. He stated that it's just fun to be a part of this continuing evolution of this roster and seeing great things come from it. But a few big takeaways from Kyle Anderson's segment of Media Day was the fact that when it comes to the starting lineup, Kyle Anderson is ready to do whatever he's asked to do to make the most for the team, even if it means coming off the bench. And as I mentioned in yesterday's episode, that could be a development. We all know that Kyle is very productive from the four, more productive statistically from the four than the three. But of course, if Jaren's going to play the four, and if Steven Adams is going to play the five to support Jaren, that means that Kyle Anderson may have to play the three, or it could mean that he comes off the bench. And as I had mentioned yesterday, Kyle Anderson being the sixth man off the bench could be a really, really big benefit for the Grizzlies. Not only do they already have one of the best benches of the NBA, but now you add Kyle Anderson as the lead guy, as the sixth man off the bench, that strengthens the unit anymore. But Kyle Anderson is perfectly fine doing whatever is asked of him. Another key thing that Kyle Anderson said, as far as the way he envisions this team taking the right step this year, is he mentioned the Utah Jazz, the team that eliminated the Grizzlies in last year's playoffs. He mentioned the Jazz as a goal, as being a team that 1 through 9 or 1 through 10, when it came to playoff basketball, they had players, 9, 10 players, all doing their roles effectively, adding value when they're on the court. He feels the Grizzlies have that type of potential, and he sees that as a big takeaway from this season. He wants to see the Grizzlies. He knows that the Grizzlies' depth is certainly an asset. He wants for it to be a big reason why the Grizzlies not only make the playoffs, but also eventually find success in the playoffs as well. Obviously, the second person to talk was Dillon Brooks. And obviously, the big things that came away from Dillon were a new hairstyle. He said it was inspired by both Jaw and Justice. And of course, he also updated the fact that he was injured during the offseason, but he was able to get healthy. His hand feels perfectly fine, and he's ready to go. A couple of things to take away from Dillon is the fact that in terms of the evolution of his offensive game, the big thing that he focused on this offseason was creating space. But another really, really key takeaway is that he was focusing on creating his own shot more from three instead of the mid-range. I talked about it last week when I discussed the quest for 1,000 threes. Dillon Brooks really being utilized in more advantageous situations when it comes to his three-point shooting. That certainly seems to be something he's focusing on, including his self-creation. So Dillon making the three-point shot a bigger part of his game, that certainly supports the idea of the Grizzlies featuring the three-point shot more, and also Dillon being able to utilize his ability to create his own shot. That certainly was a key development. And the other fun thing about Dillon Brooks' comments was that he's fully ready to embrace the Dillon the Villain role. It seemed to certainly reach its peak last year. He wants to be someone other players from other teams do not want to play. He likes the new rules in place. That means that the offensive players have less of a chance to get a foul created for themselves. That gives him more freedom to utilize his games. He made sure to point out his defensive value isn't as much in highlight plays or as much in stats. It's more in effectiveness. It's more in being a nuisance, being someone other offensive players do not want to play. He's looking to embrace that Dillon the Villain role and really making the most of his opportunity this season. Of course, Brandon Clark also spoke as well. And as I had mentioned, I felt that Brandon Clark was one of the three players, along with DeAnthony Melton, as well as Jarrett Culver, who had the most to gain from this training camp. Because there, in Brandon Clark's situation, it's a bounce back from his sophomore year, hopefully getting closer to what he was as a rookie. And that's something that Brandon Clark mentioned specifically. Last year, his health was just not there. He was not able to stay healthy like it wanted to. And that waned on his confidence a bit, as it is logical for a young player. But the thing that stood out about Brandon Clark in this media session is not only the acknowledgement that he was not where he wanted to be last year, but he put in the work to make sure he was where he wants to be going into this season. And the exact quote from him is that he is the best version of himself right now. And that is certainly highly encouraging for a team that can certainly use Brandon Clark being the best version of himself this year. But obviously the two main stars of Media Day and the two players that we all were hoping to hear from were Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. Obviously Ja Morant talked about his recent, his new recent promotion, movement, whatever it may be that you want to call it, working in the dark, obviously behind closed doors, putting in the work even though it may not be seen to improve his game. And he certainly has been doing that, talking about when it comes to his shot, his self-creation, catching shoot opportunities, becoming a better shooter. He's highly, highly focused on once again maintaining his aggressiveness. And as Zach Kleiman and Taylor Jenkins both mentioned, Ja Morant has 100% a goal for him this year is to be an all-star, and he certainly feels that he can make that happen. But the other key takeaway from Ja Morant's time during Media Day was the fact that he is looking very forward to having the whole team healthy. He stated that he misses Jonas, but he's looking forward to getting to work with Steven Adams, who many of the players call Steve-O now. But the other big thing with Ja Morant is he's really looking to get to work with Jaren Jackson Jr. He highly, highly feels that Jaren Jackson Jr. is a special talent and is his long-term partner in terms of being the foundation for this young Grizzlies team. He's looking forward to working with Jaren. He feels that both of them can really open up each other's games, and he feels that them being on the court together can really start to get this Grizzlies team to where they want to go and being in a position to fight for future championships. But of course, Jaren himself, as I had mentioned, he talked about the same thing. He loved the aspect of this season, the fact that he was healthy, the fact that he did what he needed to do last year to trust his body, make sure that he was 110% healthy to get back on the court. And because of that, he had this whole offseason to not worry about injuries, but focusing on improving his game. He got opportunities to play with Jaw, to play with Brandon Clark, play with several of his teammates to build that chemistry up, develop his game. He's excited to be on the court. As I mentioned, he did reference his extension talks, making it clear that he's letting his camp, letting his circle that handles his personal business when it comes to being a basketball player, he's letting them handle the extension talks with the organization, but he fully loves being here. He loves the organization, loves what they have done for him, and loves being committed to the Grizzlies, so that obviously will take care of itself, and Jaren is highly confident. He mentioned that he's back to being his fun, jovial, just, you know, great source of fun and free style of play that he loves putting on the display anytime he's on the court. He's back to doing that confidently, and that, of course, is highly encouraging when it comes to the season. So when it comes to the main players, the main talents that the Grizzlies have put together as their core going into this season, each and every one of them certainly seemed to be in a very positive mood. They seem very motivated to make the most of this year and to improve off of last year. But obviously, while the starters and the main rotation players were on center stage for media days, there also were several other members of the Grizzlies who really stood out as well, including newcomer Steven Adams, who was just as advertised in our chance to talk with him on Monday. Obviously, many of the players that I just mentioned from Media Day are some of the Grizzlies that you're probably going to want to focus on when it comes to your fantasy basketball drafts in the coming weeks. Well, a new platform that hosts fantasy basketball drafts that I think could be a great addition to where you play fantasy basketball is Sleeper, because in 2018, the fantasy experts at Sleeper realized that fantasy basketball was broken. Games were being won and lost based on whose players had more scheduled games that week. It made no sense and required very little strategy. So in 2020, Sleeper released a brand new way of playing fantasy basketball. It's called Game Pick, and it's only available in Sleeper. In Game Pick, owners pick a single game per week for each starters to count toward their team's total score, ensuring an even number of games between opponents. That means that the days of you losing games because your opponent had more scheduled games for their players is over. The daily busy work to overcome that is over. The fact that you probably stopped midway through the season because of that daily busy work is over as well. Game picks come down to the player matchups. They come down to home versus away. They come down to the opponent's defensive ratings. All those different things occur at Sleeper. Sleeper cracked the fantasy basketball code. If you play Sleeper, if you prefer building out a weekly strategy versus daily busy work, you're going to love Game Picks. Download the Sleeper app and start a league with your friends today. You won't be disappointed. Of course, while it's great to see that basketball is right around the corner, obviously we are at the start of both the college and NFL season. Just completed week 3 of the NFL year, and we're back and better than ever when it comes to BetOnline.ag. All eyes are on the gridiron as teams are back to start their football season. With the new and updated site and interface, even more odds, props, and contests, BetOnline.ag continues to be the number one source for everything football. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. That's double your initial deposit just for signing up. Don't forget to use the promo code NFL100. From football, basketball, boxing, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers. BetOnline, your online sportsbooks experts. Visit BetOnline.ag today. Listen, another exciting podcast that you could certainly enjoy after you've got done listening to the Locked On Grizzlies podcast is the Locked On Bets podcast. It's been very accurate here as of recently when it comes to its pick. Your boy Q and Lee Sterling giving you the best picks of the day on the Locked On Bets podcast. Make sure to check it out wherever you get your podcasts. One of the other really fun takeaways from Media Day was, of course, the Memphis media's first opportunity to interact with Steven Adams. Now, across many different opinions and those who cover the NBA on a national basis, it seemed to be a consensus opinion that Stephen Adams is one of the most engaging and incredibly nice personalities that are in the NBA, and that simply was an understatement when it came to Stephen Adams. He was a very much a delight, just an absolutely jovial, down-to-earth, very, very kind and thoughtful personality. He absolutely had the laughs going like crazy. It was an enjoyable experience. He certainly is looking forward to his time in Memphis, though he stated that it was merely, you know, it's just part of the business. The thing that came from Stephen Adams' segment that really, really stood out in my opinion was the fact that he immediately noticed that when it came to the Grizzlies, for as young as a roster as they are, there is a high level of attention paid to the small details and paid to doing the work that's needed to be done to move to the next level. The fact that Stephen Adams noticed that with how little he's had to interact and how short of a time he's been with his new teammates, that really stands out as a positive and encouraging when it comes to Stephen Adams and also what role he'll play and how engaged he will be and how much he'll embrace this young roster. I think there's going to be a lot of similar opinions when it comes to the positive outlook on Adams as there was with Jonas Valanciunas kind of being that big brother role. Yes, he is a veteran, you know, in terms of age and obviously his experience, but really being that physical edge setter, being the support for Jaren, being the support for Ja, but also being kind of in that big brother role, but embracing the young roster that's here. I think all of that will be done by Stephen Adams, and certainly the fact that he has a wonderful personality just adds even more value to him now being on the team. The delight of the day was interacting with Desmond Bane, who certainly this offseason really seemed to put a priority on embracing the city of Memphis. Desmond Bane was involved with some great movements to help out education sources around the city of Memphis this offseason. He's been to various other sporting events going around. He certainly has embraced being a bigger part of the community. Both him and Xavier Tillman both have done that this offseason, but it was really fun getting Desmond Bane's insight on why he put a preference on that and how much he enjoyed doing it. It just came across that Desmond Bane, listen, all of the Grizzlies players seem highly, highly engaging and just seem to be wonderful human beings, but Desmond Bane especially really was a fun part of the media session and really seems to be a very thoughtful and kind person who really also wants to put a high preference on doing what he can to help out, you know, others outside of the basketball court. So that's certainly something that stood out about Desmond Bane from Media Day. But of course, when it came to the rest of the Grizzlies players, plenty of them talked about areas of their games that they're wanting to improve. De'Anthony Melton talked about his self-creation, the ability for him to create it for himself on offense, getting to the foul line more, creating his shot more. That stood out as a big part of his offseason, obviously knowing that the time is now. There is a golden opportunity for him to step up and be featured with Grayson Allen now in Milwaukee. There's a golden opportunity for him to step up and be in a featured role, and he's done all that he can to improve his game, to sustain his success from last season, let his defense do the talking, but support it also with an ever-improving offensive game. Tyus Jones talked about a few things that stood out about Tyus Jones. Number one, he actually did, you know, pay attention to the Grizzlies' young players, was really encouraged by the playmaking ability of the rest of the players that will likely come off the bench, how that could support him as a shooter. He also talked about when it came to the moves that the Grizzlies had made during the offseason, he was in touch with Zach Kleiman. Now, one of the reasons why that likely was because it was rumored that the Grizzlies were looking to shop Tyus Jones potentially and see if there was a trade out there for him. He likely was in contact with Zach Kleiman, because there may have been a time or two where a deal could have made sense that just did not wind up working out, but that is certainly something to keep an eye on. I do think, as I mentioned here, and other places that cover the Grizzlies have mentioned multiple times, Tyus Jones could be one of the more expendable pieces for the Grizzlies, especially if the Grizzlies have other young players who are under contract over longer time periods. If other players step up in terms of their playmaking ability, Tyus Jones could be expendable. However, he will remain a very, very important part of the Grizzlies bench and hopefully will be more like he was his first year in Memphis versus last year. Hopefully, he'll be able to be the floor general for the bench unit as well as contribute when it comes to his shooting. Zaire Williams was a lot of fun. He's embraced being a part of this Grizzlies culture. He's really looking forward to getting to play with the older players, learning from them, embracing what he is going to be asked to do. He said it was a lot of fun finally being able to engage with Ja Morant, catch a lob from Ja Morant in some of the practice sessions that they've had. So he's really looking forward to getting a part, being a part of his first training camp and getting started on his journey with the Grizzlies. And another guy that was really fun to talk with was Jarrett Culver, who knows that he is in a position to where hopefully he'll be able to start, you know, really seeing some positive feedback from his career after, you know, what was a less than ideal situation his first 2 years in Minnesota. He's really looking forward to coming into the Grizzlies system. He knows the success that other young players have had here in Memphis, and he's really looking forward to making the most of his opportunity. He feels comfortable on offense with the ball or without the ball, wants to embrace the defensive culture that's here as well, and so is really looking forward to making the most of his opportunity. Basically everybody, from Salty Aldaba to Chris Dunn, Eve Pons talked about how excited he was to be here. Sam Merrill talked about how excited he was to potentially get to play with the Hustle, you know, if he winds up staying in Memphis as well. Every single player, from Ja Morant down to guys on the two-way contracts and Eve Pons and Killian Tilly, every one of them are excited to get training camp started, are excited to be a part of this culture, and are excited to see what the season has in store. And that is the key takeaway from all of this that really stands out about Grizzlies Media Day. Listen, there are so many different things that are going on right now across the NBA. The Ben Simmons situation, the Minnesota situation, obviously the differing opinions when it comes to vaccinations. But the thing that stands out about the Grizzlies, and it's nice to see, is that there truly is a, as I mentioned earlier in the show, a chemistry, a harmony, a peace, a all-around connected, you know, just an obvious, you know, understanding from the front office to the coaching staff to the roster, that the best way that everybody involved in this Grizzlies rebuild that now is transitioning to hopefully establishing a stable winner, the best way that everybody involved is going to make the most of this situation for themselves and for the franchise as a whole is to do it together, to work together. Zach Kleiman supporting Ja Morant. Ja Morant supporting Zach Kleiman. Taylor Jenkins supporting Jaren Jackson Jr. Dylan and Jaren supporting Taylor Jenkins. Everybody supporting everybody. Everybody being on the same page. Good communication. Trust. The understanding that by working together, everybody will improve how they do their jobs and they will develop better in terms of doing what's expected of them. There's benefit in working together both individually and as a whole. And the whole team, from the front office to the coaching staff and the roster, truly believes in that and truly believes in doing the hard work that is required to take that next step. So it certainly was nice to see just how positive and how ready to go this young roster, coaching staff, and front office is, and it seems to certainly be setting the stage for another special year when it comes to the Grizzlies in Memphis. And of course, this is the place that's going to have all the latest news, perspective, insights, and honest truth when it comes to the Grizzlies. Your Grizzlies every day. You can find the show at Locked On Grizz. Myself at StatsSAC. The podcast wherever it's available. Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Wherever you listen to podcasts, that's where we will be. We'll be back with you tomorrow here on the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. Hope you have a great day. We'll dive a bit more into some of the more fun aspects of Media Day from the players, specifically on what they're looking to work on themselves going into training camp. We'll look at areas for a few of the players that they really could improve upon and that their words certainly seem to support they're looking to improve upon before this season. We'll have that for you later on this week on the Locked On Grizzlies podcast.